ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
वन ऑफ द एसेंशियल थिंग्स व्हेन यू आर ऑन दिस पाथ ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज चैरिटी। एवरीबडी शुड ट्राई टू गिव मनी टू दोज हु आर नीडी एंड डिजर्विंग। होल स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज नथिंग बट टू सर्व अदर्स। Service through the body, service through the wisdom if we have got, service through money also, in whatever way. And I say to almost everybody, every time I will not repeat, I may forget, but I have said many times, that do it in your own way. It should also be a part of life. That the money which we earn, we should not consider it as our own, the whole of it. At least some part of that money, we should spare for those people who need it and who are deserving like that. Life without charity or what is known here in India as daan is useless. We should go on doing. It is a tradition, particularly in this country, everywhere also, in other countries also. Here the tradition is, a person who donates, gives thanks to the saint, to the person who accepts. That person, by taking that thing, is giving the donor an opportunity to evolve. Is providing an opportunity to become detached from money. It is his kindness he is accepting. Therefore, let me tell you, everything is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything you will find. This charity or this gift or giving of money or etc., it is also of three types. Most of the things of three types, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. So, chapter 17, have verse 20. A gift which is bestowed with a sense of duty on one who is no benefactor, when a fit place, suitable time, and a deserving person are available, that gift has been pronounced as sattvic. First is sense of duty. Very important to understand. In this sattvic gift, the gift is given with the sense that it is my duty to give. There are some deep things for understanding. The great saints and sages of this country came to the conclusion thousands of years of ago that no human being should become owner of anything. Human life is meant for self-realization and God experience. And having any attachment with material things is degradation. And if there is anything with me or with anybody more than that person's needs, it is his duty to give that thing to those who do not have it. This is the meaning. It is not something mercy, it is not something kindness being shown to others. It is your duty. Not obliging somebody by giving, but rather performing one's own duty. When I have something more than my needs, it should be given. It becomes my duty to give that thing to others. But how much? That differs from individual to individual according to situation and the requirements, the priorities. Therefore, this is also to be kept in mind. One should not do things without deep consideration. You have the commitments, you have some objective, you have some aim, then money will be used for that instead of distributing it just like that. The main thing is that there should not be attachment with it inside. Nobody should consider oneself as its owner, that I am the owner. God is the owner. Everything belongs to God. And I, as a manager of things coming to my disposal, I am trying to manage them with discrimination. So that will differ from individual to individual. Duty on one who is no benefactor, there should not be in the mind an idea that this person has done something good to me, therefore I should give him. Or in future will do some good to me, and I know. And three other conditions: fit place, suitable time, and a deserving person. So these are the factors to be seen. Now we read the next, the second one, that is Rajasic. 21st I read. Yattu pratyupkarartham phalam uddishya vapunah diyate cha pariklishtam taddanam rajasam smratam. A gift which is bestowed in a grudging spirit and with the object of getting a service in return or in the hope of obtaining a reward is called Rajasic. If any of these three elements is there in the mind, then it does not remain sattvic, it becomes Rajasic. Grudging spirit. Oh, all right, I am giving money, but this much money will be less with me then. I mean, person is not happy. And with the object of getting a service in return, I should give him because he can be useful to me at some time. He will be happy, and if I need his services or some cooperation from him in my work, he'll be useful. Okay, you take it. Then it is Rajasic. Getting a service in return. Or even this, we should give to Guruji. Because then Guruji will be more happy and will tell me real secrets of spirituality. Let me give. Or Guruji should come to know how much I have given, so that he will think, he is nice. Okay, I will give him some more spiritual things. Then it is Rajasic. Or in the hope of obtaining a reward. Let me give much enough money. Who knows? Ultimately, Guruji is so happy that he sometimes says or touches my head, okay, be enlightened and I become. So a reward should not be in the mind that I will get such a reward. This is the Rajasic. Let us see the Tamasic, 22nd. Adesha kale yaddanam apatre vyascha diyate asat kratam avagyatam tattam samudarhatam. A gift which is made without good grace and in a disdainful spirit, out of time and place, and to undeserving persons is said to be tamasic. A gift which is made without good grace. What is without good grace? Somebody has come and wants to have something. You take it just like a dog, people come. My goodness. Okay. Give some food to that man. Eat it. If you want to eat it, you foolish persons coming here. Without good grace. And in a disdainful spirit, both the things. Disdainful, disliking, insulting. There are people of that type also. Out of time and place. Time and place are the important things. Oh, I am distributing water at the banks of Ganges. Oh, anybody who is thirsty, come on, have water. Place, there is so much water already there. So the question is of time and place also. That is to be seen. Then they say, time and place and to undeserving persons. The great saints have said that as regards food, water, clothing and sometimes shelter to save somebody from the excess of environment, heat or rain, these four should be given to everybody without seeing anything. Everybody has a right to live. And if we are seeing that it is written that no, it should not be given to those who don't deserve, well, he may become deserving after some time. So for preservation of life, even if you see that a person is very unbecoming of the conduct, not the right man, but he is hungry, starving, then to deny food to such a person is not correct. Whatever may be the stage of evolution, we should be merciful. Because the saints have said that we all have so many weaknesses and God is forgiving us, pardoning us. We should also forgive weaknesses in others. That's an important point. We are ourselves doing many things bad, wrong. And even then, God is so kind that we are not being punished too much. Because the saints have said that if everybody is judged by God according to the deeds committed, there would be hardly any person in the world found deserving mercy. So God is full of mercy and kindness. We should have large heart towards the weaknesses of others, because God is having so large a heart towards us.